Hello.
Byron, it's Jasmine. Did you get a hold of that lady?
Which lady we talking about?
You said that you was going to pull
the lady. Oh, no, no. Yeah, I got the answer machine.
So let me tell you, your mom's Medicaid is inactive. I checked for you guys.
It's inactive?
Yes, it's still showing inactive. That's why I'm telling you that you need to call the broker and get her online to get her Medicaid back up and running.
Well, that's who I was trying to call.
Do you want me to help you through this? We can help you. Because if you're waiting on a call back, you know what I'm saying, that you might not get no time soon. It's a waste of time for you.
All right,
Byron, are you going to be your mom's caregiver to get paid to run her errands and help her around the house like you've been doing now?
Not right away, because I got a job that I got to attend to already.
Okay.
So,
who would you be assigning, or do you want the agency to send out one of their workers?
Well, they're going to have to send, at first, they're going to have to send out their workers until I get everybody in order.
Yeah, that's fine.
Waiting to get their TB test.
Okay, because you could always send them my way after they got the TB test done, and then we'll send them the hiring application, okay?
All right. What agency are you from?
This is Family First Care. We're number one in the county right now. We're running a radio campaign on the radio and on air as well.
I think I seen y'all billboard on Lehigh Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to further assist you, okay? So your mom's Medicaid
is
inactive.
Your billboard also say we the highest paid agency, too.
Yeah, we are. We pay overtime as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So let me just let you know what's happening, okay? First and foremost, your mom's Medicaid is inactive. That means that we need to call the broker and get her online for an assessment. We're going to do all of that for you today, all right?
All right.
What's your address, your mom's address?
5325 Old York Road, apartment 709.
So I got 5325 Old York Road, apartment 709.
Right.
And that's in
PA.
Okay.
19141.
A good number to reach your mom.
Area code 856-831-6605.
Are you going to be the point of contact for your mom, Byron?
Yes, you can put me down as.
Okay. So I got 856-831-6605.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to grab the information for the broker so that we can go ahead and call them together so we can schedule your mom's assessment right now?
Yeah, I don't have nothing to write with, though.
Damn it.
Yes, I do.
And let me see who's available on our team so they could further you along and you're not doing all this stuff by yourself, okay? Give me one second.
I'm on my way to go see my mom right now. She's in the hospital, so it's slow to get out today. So we got to get this done so I can get down there.
Exactly. So that's why the sooner we call these people, the better.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready, okay? I'm submitting the referral in right now so we could get you that help.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I want you to write Medicaid broker number. That's Medicaid broker number.
All right.
The number is 877-550-4227.
All right.
That's 877-550-4227. My name is Jasmine, and this is Family First Care.
All right, Jasmine.
Now I want you to write Medicaid ID number next to the broker number because you're going to need it. Your mom's Medicaid ID number is
500-622-8224.
We're going to call the broker. You're going to let them know that your mom is being released from the hospital today and you're trying to get her Medicaid up and running. Tell them that she needs home care services and is showing inactive, right? Inactive next to Medicaid so you don't forget.
All right.
All right. Let me see who could further you along in the process. All right. Give me one second. Please hold. Miss Abigail is going to be further assisting you, okay? Just give me 1 second so I can complete the referral. 1 second, sir.
Earlier, she called back. She said they're the number one hair care, health care aid in the country, in the state, and the highest paid. I said, yeah, I did see y'all billboard saying y'all the highest paid. They got a billboard on Lehigh.
Yeah.
When I went and bought that drink.
What drink?
This drink.
$5.
I gave you 25. You gave me 5 back.
No, some of it's for you. Just
all right, transferring you to Miss Abigail, okay? Please hold.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Byron Sewell.
Okay, hi. Are you calling about yourself or you're calling about another patient?
I'm calling about another patient, my mother.
Okay, just a second, please. Dolores Sewell?
Sewell, yes.
Sewell, okay, sorry. Just a second, sorry. Okay. I just want to run through the enrollment process with you just to let you know how it goes, and then we can get started, okay?
All right.
So what happens is the patient has to get approved from Maximus, which is the company that works for the state. I don't know if you ever have been in touch with them. Have you?
No.
Okay. And then they also have to get approved from the county. So the approval from Maximus is they have to have 2 assessments. A broker is going to come down to the home, see if they're physically eligible, and then hopefully they will get approved. Once that is done, you will have to send in some financial documents to the county. The process does usually take about 6 weeks, give or take some time, depending on if we're able to get through to the county, get in touch with the patient. So I just like to let you know that before, okay?
You said 6 weeks?
About.
So she will be without care for 6 weeks?
Sorry?
That means she will be without care for 6 weeks?
Unless, I'm saying we can't get the services started till she gets an approval from the state and the county.
Well, she already had services, right? Let me say this. She already had services. Now, my mother, she's blind. She's a double amputee. She's elderly, and she's handicapped. Like, she can't read or anything because she can't see. Long story short, what happened was her services got discontinued because they sent a letter out for her to send some documents, and she didn't know because she wasn't able to read the mail. You understand what I'm saying? And the ones, the ladies that were taking care of her health aides, they was collecting the mail but not reading the mail. They just was stacking it up on the table, so nobody knew that these letters came out. So when the final letter came out, still nobody read the mail to her, and she didn't know her services was cut until she tried to order some transportation or whatever, and they said her services was cut. So therefore, I reached out to Medicaid or Social Services, and they said, yeah, we sent the letters out, whatever, whatever, and they needed the documents for her her life insurance plans and her, you know, her income. So I collected all the documents that they asked for. I emailed and sent everything down there, went down there personally, got all the documents. Once the documents and stuff got down there, that's when they say, okay, cool, we got the documents. She got they put her in for reconsideration, and that process took place, and then it just recently got turned on. So they also said that the agencies that use some program called Promise, it might not show up on their side as of right now, but it will.
So they said she has a waiver already?
She already had services. It just got
You had to send in the financial documents, like you said, correct?
I did that already. I did all of that.
Right. So do you know did they tell you if she has a waiver?
I don't know what a waiver is.
Right, no, that's what would show up in Promise. Okay, just a minute, please. Sorry. It seems like you're, like you said, you're already in middle. You're almost at the end of this enrollment process. It should not be taking, it shouldn't take more than 6 weeks for sure. Not hopefully we'll get this done quicker because you have a lot done already. I would say let's call into Maximus, which is the broker, and we'll ask them exactly where you're holding so that they can give us more clarity, okay?
All right.
English, press. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or calling from if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, we can't hear you so well.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, I can't hear you at Maximus. Hi, we can't hear you so well.
Okay. There's really nothing that I can do about it. Most times
okay,
they'll just solve themselves. It's got to be the signal that we've gotten on. Great.
Okay,
are you calling in about your own application or someone else's?
No, we're calling about someone else. My name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency. And I'm on the phone with Byron Sewell.
Yeah, the son.
The son of the patient.
Okay. And what were we looking to do today, Abigail?
We wanted to check to see where the patient is holding in the application process for home care services. If anything else needs to be done, sent in.
Sure.
Oh, and what's the applicant's first and last name, please?
Dolores Stoll.
Oh, what is the last name for Dolores you said there?
I'll spell it out for you. S-E-W-E-L-L.
And can you provide me with her date of birth, please?
It's 3-14-71.
4-15.
Oh,
no,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No. That's my her date of birth is 4-15-52,
1952. Oh, okay. Sorry, I guess there was
that
a confusion
was my
there before.
Yeah.
4-15-1952?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Oh, and then can you provide me with your mom's address with the city and the zip code as well?
Right, it's 5325 Old York Road, apartment 709, Philadelphia, PA, 19141.
Okay, thanks so much. And yeah, I see you here on your mom's application as an authorized representative, Byron. Can you provide me with your last name and phone number also?
My last name is also Sewell, S-E-W-E-L-L. My phone number is 215-910-6749.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's what we have. Oh, and then it's okay for me to access the application and discuss the case with Abigail on the line here with you this afternoon. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, would you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I access your mom's application and find out where we are in the process for her case?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So just take a moment, and then I'll return to the line and share with you guys what I find. And, of course, we won't speak with anyone about your mom's application without her written or verbal permission, which you're listed. So give me just a moment. I'll be back to share with you guys what I find then. Thank you.
She tried to call me while I was on the phone. So my mom, I don't know what's going on.
Yes, hi.
Okay.
Yes, thanks one
person. We're working on it.
We're talking about it now. Okay.
I'm able to access the application here. And it shows that the status on our end.
Sorry, I can't hear so well. There's a lot of noise in the background.
Oh, it's not on my end, Abigail.
Yeah, I know.
That was me. Go ahead.
She couldn't hear me. Yeah. Okay. I'll go ahead. The status is completed, and the county's got the application under reconsideration. So we're just waiting on the county to restore the funding services now, but the status hasn't changed here on our end. We still have a completed application.
Okay, fine. So now we're just waiting for the county.
That's it. You got it.
Okay. Fine. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. No problem. I'm glad to check, and thank you for allowing me the time to look into the matter for you guys here. Did either of you have any other questions about the case while I have it in front of me for Mrs. Sue?
No, I'm good.
All right. I appreciate your time this afternoon. No problem. And thanks for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Did you have time for a survey or no?
That's okay. No. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Have a great afternoon, guys. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so, Brian.
Yeah, I heard what he said.
Okay, so we're just going to have to try to contact the county. I'm going to send them an email to see where they're holding.
Right.
And maybe, do you have the number for the county?
Yeah, I do. I don't have it on me, but I have it at home. I'm not home right now. I'm driving.
Right, okay, no problem. I would say maybe try contacting them, and if you can get through, ask them if they can give you an update on when we would be getting the waiver, and then we can move forward, okay?
Yes.
But I'm going to email them as well.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, sure, no problem. We'll be in touch then.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.